featuring John Turrell of Turrell and Smooth, among others. Fidel is a British collective that pays homage to a number of genres of music, including post-disco, new wave, and boogie. That's the title track of their latest release as we get into our hour of listening right here on the Mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee, broadcasting from the Seneca Nation's Allegheny Territory. Jochento agi, nyawai skenika guego, aga jengwa gotni goyo tika guego, neho ne tio enza guego, nanganwanisa de. First and foremost, let me say, I'm thankful you're well, and I hope there are good minds everywhere across our great Mother Earth today. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the Mainstream, a space where we're invited to reimagine what the mainstream is and can be, particularly when we give that much-needed recognition to the hardworking indigenous artists of Turtle Island. Before this hour is up, we'll be hearing from the likes of Young Ancients, a track from Kuik, a collective out of the Pacific Northwest. We'll also be hearing from Quinn Christopherson and a whole lot more. In fact, we'll be taking two trips back in music history, April 30th, 2008, some handwritten lyrics fetched a pretty penny at auction. That'll be coming up in the first half, so stick around for some more details. Later on, April 30th, 1970, with a member of the Allman Brothers entourage. In this block, we'll also be hearing from Cree singer Phyllis Sinclair, and this one from my favorite Indigenous Australian artist, Emma Donovan. I became a fan of hers a number of years ago with the Putbacks, and of course, she's out with her first proper solo album in about 20 years. This album pays tribute to her family and country roots. There are songs dedicated to her mother and grandmother, and this track right here is hot off the press. From Emma Donovan's 2024 Till My Song Is Done, Turn It Up with Changes Coming, featuring Liz Stringer, today on the Mainstream.
Live my life in peace, child. sweet grass and stars. Slipping forward on muddy roads and dusty cars. They shot for the moon, but their phantom autograph keeps her eyes looking back. Keeps her eyes looking back. Hallowed halls below celebrate the lottery. Hide the excess, keep the dough under lock and key. But a $5 bill will never pay the price for a key to paradise. For a key to paradise.
Before I run, I'm two-wheeling now. I'm 6 years old. I am too much cologne. I break the rules and come home stoned. I am abandoned alone. I'm 17 years old. I am alcohol. I'm a line in the bathroom stall. I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm 21. I'm blue collar. I'm turning into my father. I'm treating women badly. I'm 23.
I don't know.
I'm a woman.
same face. I'm just losing old friends. I'm 25. On my first ride with the Ferris wheel, I'm loafing by the Cardigans. We're buying a home. I'm a partner. I'm a friend. I'm your crush from 2005. I'm 26. I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know.
Out of Anchorage, Alaska, that's Quinn Christopherson's Bubblegum, released on the 2021 I Am Bubblegum single. We also heard Phyllis Sinclair's Ghost Bones, the title track of her 2021 release, and we also introduced Emma Donovan's Change Is Coming into the regular rotation here. I'm Brett Mabee, you're listening to The Mainstream, and just let me take this opportunity to give you a friendly reminder that if for whatever good reason you have to step away from listening on your favorite AM/FM station, check things out digitally at mainstreamradio.net. I'll also have some details as to how you can submit music, carry the mainstream on the AM/FM, and so much more. Right now, we're going to take our first of two trips back in music history, and of course, this hour, we're celebrating things for April 30th. Right now, we're going back to 2008, as it was on that day that Gail Renard, who was given the handwritten lyrics to Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon in 1969, announced plans to sell the lyric sheet at a Christie's auction. At the time, Lennon told Renard to hang on to the piece of paper, saying, quote, "It'll be worth something someday." The piece of music history was expected to fetch around $400,000, but when it actually sold in July of that year, guess how much it went for? A little higher. Well, not that high. It went for $790,000. Now, granted, that's impressive, but it's far from being the highest-selling handwritten lyrics ever to go to auction. In fact, in 2014, just a few short years later, Bob Dylan's original handwritten lyrics for Like a Rolling Stone fetched an astounding $2 million at Sotheby's in New York, setting a new world record for a popular music manuscript, I might add. Must be nice to have that kind of money. As we continue on with this hour and wind down this first half, it's the track we're talking about. Give Peace a Chance from John Lennon, taking you back to 1969. I'll be back as we kick off the second half. In the meantime, enjoy this great set of music today on The Mainstream. Everybody talking about that.
Give peace a chance. When her children grew too old to need her, her husband ran off with a bottle of wine. The Indian Center had nothing more to offer. The city streets grew dark, cold, and full of lies. She looked into the mirror, her eyes were hollow, no spirit. So she had a giveaway of all her things. Poor neighbors thought she had gone mad. They took her things anyways. After all, they were poor too. She drove her 1964 rusted Chevy as far as it would take her. She got out screaming, running, tearing off her clothes. When she spoke, she was lying on the hilltop. Her shadow waited patiently for her to rise. Four women came singing, bearing gifts, like flickering bright candles in the night. East woman gave her a piece of the sun. South woman opened her mouth. Her song spilled into the universe. West woman gave her four horses. North woman, a bear claw in her robe. When she stood, the people began to rise. Where she walked, the people began to follow. Everywhere she stepped, medicine grew. She heard her children calling, coming home. She knew how to purify water. She knew how to suck the poison from one's mind. Every thought she had was good. Everything she thought came true. The people started speaking their own language. Birch bark scrolls rolled out from under the rocks. Everywhere the children were laughing. Grandma had someone to tell stories to. The young woman stayed up all night dancing, and the young men were aware of their power. The trees, the wind started to whisper. Thunderbirds were dancing in the sky. Moose came running through the meadows. Fish rushed through the streams. She built her fire from flint and cedar. Its smoke made the clouds of medicine in the air. Sickness packed its bags and left the people. Buildings crumbled back into the earth. The president became just a man. The first woman was tended to last. Coyote quit chasing his tail. Raven sang his song of peace. That day, the neighbors thought she had gone mad.
Listening to The Mainstream, I'm Brett Mabee, and as I'm checking in with you right now, we are at about the halfway point of our listening this hour. So, if you're just now tuning in, you've missed a little bit, you can get caught back up by heading on over to mainstreamradio.net, or if you've been listening all along and you're afraid of what you're going to miss next, well, head on over to mainstreamradio.net. Also, a friendly reminder that you can always listen to The Mainstream every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, and again, 9 p.m. to midnight at nativeartistdirectory.com, a handy resource that I put together to help get you learning about a lot of incredible music from indigenous artists all across Turtle Island. Again, more details and a few. At this time, we're going to take our second trip back in music history, and we're going all the way back to April 30th, 1970. On that date, Twiggs Linden, the road manager for the Allman Brothers Band, was arrested for murder after he stabbed a club manager during an argument over a contract. At the ensuing trial, Linden's lawyers argued that he had been temporarily insane at the time of the incident and that touring with the Allman Brothers would drive anyone insane. It must have worked. Linden was acquitted. I'm not saying you should try that should you ever end up on tour, but it is interesting to note that it worked all those years ago, back in 1970. All right, as we continue on, it's Allman Brothers Southbound kicking off this block. It seems rather appropriate. We'll also be hearing from Duane Betts, of course, the progeny of original Allman Brother Dickie Betts, who sadly just passed away. I still have a lot of great music in the playlist before I officially sign out and beyond. So stick around. I'll be back in just a few. Mainstream. Sing along with this track here on The Mainstream.
the best day of my life. I'm gonna live just a little, so live just a little. This could be the last race, the best of your life.
You are a stranger.
The music world's still reeling after the death of original Allman Brothers Dickie Betts, who passed away a few weeks ago at the age of 80 from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The track you just heard was from his son Dwayne Betts. Of course, it doesn't take much to figure out that he was named after Dwayne Allman. That track right there features Marcus King. It's found on Betts' 2023 Wild and Precious Life. That was Cold Dark World bringing that block and my time with you to an end this hour on the Mainstream. That's right, I got to step out of the studio for a little bit. Be sure to join me sooner than later. Check your local listings for the next time you can tune in on your favorite AM/FM station. Thanks to the folks at CRNY and the Anosognwendeyk Cultural Center for their support in the Mainstream startup. As they get ready to wind down the wonderful opportunity, they continue to support a lot of great cultural projects across Seneca Nation territories and beyond. You can find more information about them and a whole lot more at nativeartistdirectory.com. And don't forget that to carry the Mainstream, you're welcome to contact the distribution director at Native Voice One. That's Nola Daves Moses, and you can email her at nola@nv1.org. This last block is kicked off with a track from Minneapolis-based indie pop duo Bad Bad Hats. They recently put out their self-titled album, and from that release, it's Let Me In that I leave you with. Be good to yourself and each other, and of course, join me for another hour of listening on the Mainstream.
truth seems simple in my mind. You say out loud makes me feel left behind. Just gotta thank my lucky stars tonight. Just gonna fake it till I make it right. Devil watches step I take, messing with the moves I'm trying to shake. Every day we do God's little dance, never knowing when to take a chance.
Southern views, yeah, London prices may seem stiff, but they roll you swift so you can't refuse. I write the news. I know you can't wait to bail on the southern rent, and the crime is high, and so am I. All the labor kids shout to what extent. I write the news. You've made way for some common abuse. Free jail pens, well, at whose expense? All the children need now is the ones you choose. I write the news. You've been hanging with some Kensington dude. He likes you true, but he cannot see. You've been picking his stems and getting rich for free. You've been picking his stems and getting rich for free. You've been picking his stems and getting rich for free.
Southern views, yes, London prices might seem stiff, but they're all you spiff. reach out to what extent? I write the news. You've made way for some common abuse. Free to your pens, well, at whose expense? All the children need now is the ones and twos.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.